Hello, my name is Nick Stanton. I serve as the pastor at Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. I hope you are having a wonderful day. It is my honor to be your pastor of the day today. Today we're going to be talking about how we are called to be a part of a local body of believers. So without further ado, let's dive into Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 24, where it says this: "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Here we see the author of Hebrews calling us to not forsake gathering together, that as Christians we are not meant to be isolated and alone, but in community with other Christians, that we might spur each other on towards what God has called us to be, encouraging each other. This is something that many have lost throughout COVID and the lockdowns. Many walked away from church and just watch online, and even still, some don't even do that. But there is something that is lost when we are not in church in person. So the first thing I'll challenge you to do today is to find a body of believers who does this. To join a local church that does this, that meets in person and builds you up, but not just builds you up, because a church that just builds you up and it's just encouraging is a church that's not fulfilling this fullness of this mission. You should be in a community of believers that builds you up, but also helps to push you towards righteousness, not with cruelty, but with love and mercy and grace. But both need to be present. So if you do not have a local church, you need to get plugged into a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church that both builds you up, but also helps you move towards righteousness. But then you might say, "Nick, I have a church like this," or "what happens when I find a church like this?" The next thing you should do is plug in and get involved. If we read in Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 3, Paul says this: "For by grace given me, I say to each one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each one of us has a body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is to give, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." So once you find that Bible-believing church, the next challenge is to find a place or a way that you can get involved. And if you're part of a church and not involved in volunteering or serving in ministries, then get involved. Paul compared us to the parts of a body, and we all have these gifts and talents that have been given to us by God to help build up the body of believers, to help build up the church. So in the same way that Paul is talking about this being body parts, it would be a problem if a body part is detached. And that's kind of what we were talking about in the beginning, that if you're not a part of a church, you're like that body part that is detached. And that's something that you would go to the doctors, obviously. If you're missing your arm, that's a problem. But in the same way, if a body part isn't working, then that is also a problem. So in the same way, Christians, we should be working together and using our gifts and abilities to build each other up and to fulfill this great commission to preach the gospel to all the world. God has given you gifts and talents that he has entrusted to you to use for your local body of believers, for the church at large, to be on mission. So once you are part of a local church in person, see what it would take to get involved. "But Pastor Nick, I'm not sure where to serve." Well, pick something that you can do and start there. "I may not be the best at it, but I can talk to people and I can be friendly, so why don't I help with greeting? It might not be my favorite, but I can work with kids, so let me help in kids' church." Or even, if you're completely unsure, ask your pastor, "Hey, I would love to help. Do you have a place where I can serve?" And I can promise you that your pastor will be blown away by that request and he'll love to plug you in somewhere. Then as you're doing ministry, maybe try a different one or kind of try and volunteer in a different area. And when you find one that you feel called to, pour your effort into that one. Once again, this has been Nick Stanton from Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. I hope that you have a blessed rest of your day.